Hello,
is this Chief Judge Munyon?
Yes, it is.
I don't think we've met, so as a formal introduction, I'm James Uthmeyer, the appointed Attorney General of Florida.
Yes, of course. And if I were the governor of Florida, I couldn't have selected a better choice to succeed Moody. To be honest, I thought she was weak for our MAGA movement.
Don't worry. Pam Bondi is one of my closest friends, and I've assured her I will keep my finger pressed to Moody's forehead to ensure she follows our dear leader's instructions.
Are you referring to our leader Trump or your buddy Bondi?
Is there a difference?
True.
So, how can I help you, Lisa? I've heard you've been having some people problems with your staff at the Ninth Circuit Court of Florida.
Yes, but first, I'm dying to know if the rumors are true and your direct ancestor was the commandant of the Gusen concentration camp, Karl Chmielewski. You know, the devil of Gusen.
No comment?
I get it, but I think that's cool as shit. I knew when you opened a concentration camp in Florida that was surrounded by water that Carl was your kin. After all, he had a thing for water. You know, personally drowning prisoners in buckets of water during inspections.
Water always works. Throughout the centuries, it's been used as both defense and, of course, in Carl's case, offense.
After the war, did he really use the skin of Jewish prisoners to make things such as wallets and bookbindings? I mean, if that guy ain't MAGA, then I'm not a Florida judge.
Again, no comment, but keep in mind, not just Jewish prisoners. Grusin had political prisoners, Polish intelligentsia, Soviet prisoners, SV prisoners, Spanish Republicans, Jehovah's Witnesses, homosexuals. Yeah, Carl dealt with them all. MAGA might be recast to make America Grusin again. Am I right?
You shouldn't hide from your Nazi heritage. After all, MAGA promotes a dictatorship, and it doesn't matter if it resembles Hitler, Stalin, Mao Zedong, Mussolini, Pol Pot, or even Castro. MAGA is so much more than any of those pussies. I mean, we have Trump, possibly the smartest person who has ever existed. He's right about everything.
Yes, he is, comrade, in just messing with you. If you continue to pretend to be a judge who cares about the law, then I'll keep masquerading as the Florida Attorney General. Is that a deal?
Absolutely, but the cold reality of forging a dictatorship is that a lot of people have to die. Keep in mind, there has never been a dictator who didn't kill massive amounts of people. For example, Mao, 75 million. Stalin, 13 million. Hitler, 13 million. Hirohito, 9 million. But Trump might be the best dictator ever. Just his cut in global aid will kill 14 million. Not to mention his slow response to COVID killed 500,000 Americans. You have to admit, with numbers like those and in only his first few months, Trump is really off to a great start.
I could talk about how great Trump and our MAGA movement is all day, but I really need to know how I can help you with your people problem. I hear one of your employees wrote a tell-all novel called, it's here on my desk somewhere. Got it. The Ninth Circus Court, my 30-year job from hell. That doesn't sound good.
You're right. It's horrible. Not only did he write this god-awful book, but he's also writing a follow-up novel.
Did I hear correctly that you had his home raided to get his follow-up book to his Ninth Circus book?
Yes, but it was more just to fuck with him. You know how MAGA rolls. You fuck with us, we will raid your home or ship you off to a bumfuck Haiti concentration camp where you have a 0% chance of living more than a few days.
Is that what you want me to do? Because that's a little out of my wheelhouse. I mean, I'm only in this job until our orange Julius Caesar kicks the bucket, then our entire movement will rest on the girly shoulders of Vance.
In a perfect world, the sheriff officer who pulled his son out of bed at gunpoint would have put that little fucker down. I mean, a single bullet through his kid's eyeball would have really taught that asshole Arquette a lesson. That would have shown his family that Belvin and I are not ones to fuck with.
And all of this is just because you fired him and he wrote a book that embarrassed
you? No, he does a lot of stuff that really pisses me and my fellow judges off. Like, for example, for some reason, he thinks he's a musician, some type of great drummer. Oh, his website, BrettArquette.com, under his music tab, He refers to himself as a percussion producer. What a laugh. But he keeps making political songs that makes fun of us MAGA followers.
What do you mean making them?
I mean, he uploads songs, then removes the drum track, then records his own drum track. His latest is a song called Your Demise, which is about Trump and Epstein's close relationship. Let me see if I can find it. He used an AI-created song produced by a left-wing nuthouse called Scared Ketchup. They create various AI memes and videos that make fun of our beloved leader. Hang on, I think this is it.
Just an FYI. I need to take a call with Pam Bondi in about 5 minutes.
I'm so jealous. I love being close to real power. This song isn't long. Here it is.
Forgetting I'm not alive anymore. Reach for the phone, but fade through the floor. Thought I saw you smiling down in Mar-a-Lago, but it's just brimstone and a demon in a Speedo. We used to laugh backstage and Miss Teen USA. You called it networking, I called it foreplay. Now I'm stuck in this pit with Tricky Dick and Nero, and you're dodging subpoenas like a game show hero. I keep forgetting I'm not alive anymore. Can't fly private jets through the pearly doors. I keep forgetting the damage I left behind. You're losing donors, I'm losing my mind. Every time I hear your name, the flames just rise. It looks like those long, lawless nights. Champagne on ice and the runway lights. You call me mogul, I called you the brand. Now you're writing notes with your weird little hand. They found my birthday book with your pubic screen.
And perversion. Now you act like you don't know me. But you know what we did. You know, big fella. You know.
Your demise.
Wow, that really is humiliating. I can see why you want to see Arquette and his family waterboarded. Where's my Uncle Carl when you need him?
I read he eluded authorities until he was tried in 1961, sentenced to life, and then died in 1991.
That's right, and if you think that Trump will ever do a day in jail, then you're not MAGA. I heard that you were elected for a third term as chief judge at the Ninth by your MAGA judges.
Yeah, I've got my judicial toads in line. I'm like Trump here at the Ninth. I say jump, and if there were a cliff, they would all jump off. Bunch of weak sycophants. I love them all so much.
Make American Munion again.
I like the way that sounds.
Hold for a moment. I have another call. Hello, this is James Uthmeyer, the Florida Attorney General.
Hi, James. This is Pam Bondi.
Part one of this leaked phone call has been sponsored by Morgan and 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 Perry. Yes, we are a family law firm, but we're also a very, very white family law firm. So adding the very black and famous Belvin Perry as a partner will hopefully get us some rich black clients in the door. True that in Mr. Arquette's whistleblower novel, The Ninth Circus Court, my 30-year job from hell. Arquette makes Perry out to be a malignant, misogynist, narcissist, sociopath, but did I mention he's also black? And there's a whole lot of white around this office. And Belvin Perry was the cheapest, famous black attorney we could afford. I mean, we didn't have Johnny Cochran type money to throw around. After all, we're not better than any other law firm. We just advertise a shitload more, and that costs us the Benjamins, as Belvin would say. So, when you need an average yet most prolific advertising law firm in the world, always think of Morgan and 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 Perry. This month, rich black folks get a 10% discount.
Hey, all, it's your favorite anti-MAGA porn star and PBIAB publishing spokesperson, Stormy Daniels. For more amazing leaked phone calls and audio clips, feel free to visit pbiab.pub. That stands for paybackisabitch.pub. Check back for part two of this wild three-part phone call. Also, feel free to visit our website and read or listen to Arquette's amazing novel for free. If you were ever interested in learning 1,800 synonyms for sex, then prepare to have your mind blown. I have to admit, surprise, I already knew them all. Until the next mic drop, stay sassy and fight the MAGA movement. Oh, check out my new tits. Damn, I forgot this is audio. Bummer. They really look cute.